Hi, we're calling from Oregon. Opinion survey? I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. Would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Am I speaking with William?
You are.
Thank you, Mr. William, for taking my call. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. But let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for news media, including print, radio, internet, or television?
None of the above.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Now, I know that's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the May 21st primary elections for Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Most definitely.
Well, what is your age?
64.
Just to be sure we have a representative sample of everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Now, I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you're very favorable, 0 means you're very unfavorable, 50 means that you particularly do not feel warm or cold, and you can choose any number between 0 and 100. Now, here's the first one. Janelle Bynum, from 0 to 100, what do you choose?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Using a scale from 0 to 100, I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations on
okay.
which 100 means you're very favorable and 0
okay.
means you're not.
Yeah, I just didn't understand the very first one you wanted me to rate.
Okay. Well, the first candidate that I have is Janelle Bynum.
Yes, 100%.
Jamie McLeod Skinner.
100%.
Now, I know that it's still a couple weeks away, but if the May 21st primary elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for? Janelle Bynum?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Janelle Bynum?
Yes.
A lot, some, or only a little?
Some to a lot.
And did what you read, see, or hear about Janelle Bynum make you more or less likely to support her for Congress?
Much more likely.
And what makes you more likely to support Janelle Bynum for Congress for what you have heard in your own words?
I like her policy toward abortion rights for women. That's
you like
one.
Her policy towards abortion rights for women?
Yes.
Right? Anything else you would like to add?
Her general Democratic platform, her policy seemed pretty much in line with what our values are here at home.
Okay. Can you just repeat that one more time? You said her Democratic
values.
Her Democratic
values. What we believe at home.
Match a lot on what we believe at home.
Correct.
Is that correct? Okay.
That's right.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I appreciate you taking the time to ask about her. I think she will be a great candidate, and she was well endorsed by other candidates that we have endorsed in the past, Tina Kotek, et cetera.
And we are starting to wrap this up, and thank you again for your patience. The last few questions are for statistic purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College bachelor's degree.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Married for 3 days.
Congratulations. Do you have any
Thank
children,
you.
18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
None living in the house.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Redneck. Redneck.
Rural.
Rural. Redneck.
Rural? Okay.
Rural,
well, this concludes
redneck.
Our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You enjoy your weekend. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.